This is the Krill Cast Live. I am Chris.
And I'm Will.
And I'm Andrew.
And today I'm going to announce the topics at the start so y'all don't just quit out here when you don't realize the topic we are discussing is in this podcast. But first, before we do that, a message from our sponsors. Get your coffee brand coffee code KrillCast 5% off. It helps the podcast. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Anyways,
you now we got to get some coffee.
The past couple episodes, Chris.
What was that?
You've forgotten to do that for the past so many
episodes. It doesn't matter. Nobody's doing it. All right. Anyways.
I've looked so much at the coffee, statistics. Chris. What are you talking about?
I've looked at the statistics. I'm going to start buying all the coffee. It's so bad that I'm going to roast my own coffee going forward. All right. Anyways. As always, we're going to cover the topics in the title and maybe additional topics if Will and Andrew get ADHD and we move on. Okay, so the three topics in the title are TikTok was banned specifically by the U.S. government. We're going to discuss that, maybe dip into some Instagram reel issues and Facebook reels and YouTube shorts. Yeah. Stupidest thing ever, YouTube. Kill it. All right, anyways. And then also we're going to dip into the console sales currently for the generation and finish out with Will's favorite thing, Fable 4.
Yes.
If my face is stuck like glue, I don't care. All right. Let's get into the TikTok situation.
Yes.
All right. U.S. House panel approves bill giving Biden power to ban TikTok. U.S. Foreign Affairs Committee.
He gave power. Has he done it yet?
Well, I think he already made all government devices have to avoid it. So you can't have it on
government devices right now.
Am I not looking like I am?
You do not look like you're. There he goes. All right.
I guess I got to download Google Chrome for the future. This sucks. All right.
Yeah. Please.
Okay. The U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee voted on Wednesday along party lines to give President Joe Biden the power to ban Chinese-owned TikTok in what would be the most far-reaching U.S. restrictions on any social media app. They voted 24 to 16 to approve the measure to grant the administration new powers to ban ByteDance-owned app, which is used by over 100 million. That's a lot of Americans. Holy cow. As well as other apps considered
security. Which party voted for it?
I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's a good idea.
Why is that? Yeah, that's a fair
question. I don't know why anybody would be in agreement with having a Chinese spyware on their phones, but, the kids are all right. So, okay. Anyone with TikTok downloaded on their device has given the you-know-who a back door to all their personal information. It's a spy balloon in their phone. That's a ridiculous way to state that. Yeah. I don't know why they did that. That's okay.
It's a pun.
Anyways. Mm-hmm. So, the Chinese spyware aside, TikTok is cancer. So, I'm okay with this.
Okay. Let's just ignore the critical thinking, the attention span.
Go down real quick. This hasn't passed any of the houses yet.
No, it has not. But it's
out. Yeah, but committee. I think they've already said. I think there was already a thing where Biden said you can't have it on government devices. This is like full blown ban for the entire country.
Yeah, this still has to pass through the House, though.
The White House this week can do that. Gave government agencies 30 days to ensure that TikTok is not on any federal devices. So it's already banned for all government employees in the federal government. But this bill is to ban it across the board for Americans.
So let's just put aside the impact on individuals, like the young girls developing tics, all the weird shit that happens, right?
Mm-hmm. I have it on authority from many of my friends that TikTok has negatively affected their family and friends.
Of course it has. The
There's addictive. Actual studies on it too. It's not hard to look up.
And this is also why the word doom scrolling became a thing.
Yep. And also there's the whole social engineering aspects associated with it. And
of course friends. You would bring that up.
But no, okay, let's just go to the facts of what is TikTok and why it should not be on any government official's phone. One, you sign away rights to your clipboard on your phone, so anything you copy and paste, anything in any other app is monitored by TikTok. They have access to your phone photos. They have access to your speaker and microphone. They have access to basically every keystroke you put into your phone. So tell me, with that level of access, what do they not know about whoever?
I like how your face is frozen again as you're highlighting this.
Yeah. Who, what access does TikTok for ByteDance and the CCP not have on that phone that like secures it? There's no way to secure a phone that has TikTok on it. You've signed away everything. So there's no way any US government official on any level should have access to it, because that is just literally asking to be blackmailed. No one is pure enough not to get blackmailed. No one.
Mm-hmm.
Or exploited in some way. We lost Chris.
We lost Chris. Good. Start speaking some truths. We don't have the shackles of fascism anymore. No,
like, really though, Will, right? Like, what? How could you, like, you might as well just handcuff yourself, film an extremely compromising video of yourself, and just hand it to a CCP official.
Yep.
And then be like, oh, please don't release it. I don't understand why they even want
just
it.
Just simple as they know how much time you're spending not working at work, because like they also know your location.
Right.
So they can just email that to your employer and be like, hey, your employee here doesn't work like 3 hours out of the day.
That's true too. You should
fire them.
Yeah. I mean, either give us the intellectual property you have access to, or we will tell them exactly what you do at work.
Yep.
We'll show, we'll even show them all the ladies in yoga pants that you are.
Yeah, everything
watching.
You look at.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah, and they can even like if you're not clicking on stuff, they can also register how long you hover above an image.
That too.
So if it's an ad, so like a sexually explicit ad that you're just like flicking through and you're not even clicking on it, if you hover on that, they register how long.
Which I want to point out, that's really freaking annoying if you are on like one of those apps, even if it's Instagram or whatever, and you're just scrolling through. And like someone talks to you and you accidentally stop on something that you have zero interest in, it pollutes the algorithm for way too
long. Yeah, my YouTube is being polluted with like, I don't know how to describe, like anime games that definitely are trying to mimic porn in some way. And it's really freaking irritating because like every single ad, I'll bring up the, hold on, I'm sure I can get them to load because they're freaking everywhere now.
Because you hovered on one thing.
I hovered on one because I'm like, what the hell is this? Yeah. now it's like, yeah, it's like almost every
ad. They knew you're in the games. They gave you something.
Okay, well, here's one. See?
Try to skip past. Please don't. Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to show that one.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. But a lot of them are like fierce warriors and like all, it's just like her legs are like over her head. It's like, what the fuck is this?
You'll really spear this one. No, it's like that's just before you even get into the social engineering aspects, the what stupid thing we can make trend, what dumb idea we can make trend, how can we manipulate the entire like national conversation? Do you really want that level of control with the CCP? That's a legit.
That's the answer is no.
Yes, the answer is no.
Like literally, the answer is always no.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the same reason, like that. Okay, that also extends to things like Zoom or the Epic Game Store.
Wait, or on Zoom.
Zoom has all its servers in CCP China. There's like they literally monitor.
Really?
Yes, Zoom has a lot of connections in China that result in a lot of information was just being sent over there through their servers, which means all the calls were potentially monitored. Well, potentially, probably like 90% confidence level here, monitored during the pandemic. So Zoom came out of nowhere for popularity. To me, and I'm still baffled by it. So
yeah, me too. Especially because there's other well-established alternatives.
Exactly. Like
to the point where Microsoft employees were using Zoom instead of Teams. And that still baffles me.
Dude, no. Look up Zoom servers in China. Zoom
is not a Chinese
company. No shit. It's not a Chinese company. But the individual is a Chinese-American. Whatever. They were utilizing servers in China. This was a well-documented issue during the pandemic. Look it up. Look at that. Zoom security flaws. Just go down. Scroll down, Chris.
Why is this taking so long?
Yeah.
So
this company was listed in the US NASDAQ. The software appears to be.
Oh, your audio is terrible again.
Yeah. By three companies. Okay. All right. It's bad audio again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My audio is bad.
You'd think that they would try to silence Andrew.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, that's the thing. The Epic Game Store, Zoom, like any of these that are tied to ByteDance or any of the companies over there, Tencent, you really have to be careful because they are collecting information on you. And it doesn't, you might not think it's a big deal, but they're definitely manipulating what you see on social media to like social engineer you. Even if they don't care about you as a select individual, you fall into
they care about you as a group.
Yeah, you fall into some demographic that they are trying to manipulate in mass to have internal conflict, strife, or whatever within this country. There's a lot to it where even
American-based,
a little better, yeah. Okay. Even American-based companies are trying to manipulate the algorithm to show you more violence or more outrage clicks because that gets more engagement than things that you're happy about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because you get something you're angry about, you're going to click right away. Like, because you want to be like,
yeah,
I don't know why people want to be angry all the time. Like, screw that. Why do you want to be angry?
Right, and that your audio is really bad.
Your audio is weird. And also, you sound sped up a little bit.
Yeah.
What the heck? Hold on, let me try this real quick. I don't know what's going on with this audio today.
It's like it skips and then tries to catch back up or something. It's very strange.
How about now?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, do that.
Apparently, the echo cancellation broke my microphone for some reason. I don't know why it had echo cancellation on, but that was really breaking everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, much better?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you guys think? It's...
We'll ask Chris again.
There he is.
No, you didn't. I was seeing if I could restart my cam and fix my cam too. Okay. So, I mean, as far as like TikTok's concerned, I don't give a shit. Like, whatever. Like, TikTok sucks. It's bad for the brain.
Zoom, audio went bad again, bro.
What the heck?
Yeah. Did it come back? Did it like go back or something when you turned everything off? Or is your camera have a audio feature or something?
No. How is it now? Is that better?
It's still choppy, but it is slightly better.
I don't know why. How about now?
There you go.
Yeah.
That sounded better.
How about now?
Yeah.
Good.
You're good.
Okay. All right. I think it's better now, so hopefully it stays better.
Yeah, don't change anything else.
All right, no more changing things. No, anyways, all I'm saying,
we promise, China.
Yeah.
All I'm saying at this point is that TikTok is cancer. Okay, Instagram Reels cancer, YouTube Shorts cancer, Facebook Reels cancer. All these short clips can go to hell. That's where I'm at.
Again, every time you start saying something like about it,
yeah, as soon as you get even a little bit uppity, Chris, it starts to just cancel.
What the heck?
Yeah, I mean, are the American companies, are they much better? No, but at least, you know, China doesn't come with the rights to our constitution, right? At least their companies have an element of control for us in the sense that import ban, tariff, whatever trade practice you want to utilize on that, it's technically illegal. And also, we don't want a communist country to have that level of influence anyway. So,
yeah, and you know, when our own companies do it, there's at least a chance of, you know, bringing them to court, getting it banned, right, or whatever. Whereas another country doing it, we have no control of it. So,
and you also hope that they're coming at least from a place that respects the Constitution. You hope, ideally, because that same constitution at least helps them to have the level of profit that they have. But yeah,
now they're always going to work to screw you over the best way they can, and then you know, it really is the consumer's responsibility to be watchful for that. At least most of it. I mean, you can't put that fully on the government, because the government's also trying to screw you over. So.
I mean, it's also important for you in this era, right? You don't think about it, but you are basically the product, because things are free service-wise. You're the product, and you should look
into... Yeah, if you're a user, you're the product. Yeah. That's a fact.
You should figure out what the user agreements have. If you don't want to... If you don't want to read it personally, at least look into who the company is, who owns it, and judge that company by the morals and behaviors of the person who owns it. Like, that's only fair, in my opinion, right? Like, that person has an agenda with that company. So if you don't support that person and their agenda, you probably shouldn't really consider supporting the company.
If it's a big company, you should definitely look into the board as well, not just.
Justified everybody boycotting Hogwarts Legacy.
Dude, no, because
yeah, you did.
Yes and no, but no, okay.
Yeah, the thing is, that is justified if you want to believe doing that. So that's up to you.
I mean, I think the justification for boycotting Hogwarts Legacy is bull crap and bogus and nonsense. I can't express that heavily enough, but if you want to boycott it, it's in your right to boycott it, I guess. I'm not saying you can't boycott something. I'm just saying you're stupid. That's different.
How's my mic, bro?
Much better.
It's much better. What are you eating?
Okay, I'm going to leave it the way it is.
Okay.
All right, you want to move on to the next one?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Let me share my screen. Let's talk about console sales. So, who owns a next-gen console?
Oh, what was the question? Also, sorry, I was reading the article.
Can I just point out that... next-gen
console?
As long as you don't try to claim that Nintendo Switch is next-gen, I'm okay with this topic. So.
Yep. Why?
Because you don't own a next-gen console yet, Chris, so you're not in this.
I own a Steam Deck. That counts.
No, it doesn't.
It's got over a million sales. It counts.
PC all right, listen.
Let me read the article. Okay, shut up. Okay, let me read the article. Sony's PlayStation 5 is reportedly outpacing the sales of Xbox Series X and S consoles by nearly double. For over two decades, Sony and Microsoft have been directly competing with each other when it comes to hardware sales. And while Xbox and PlayStation,
is this a surprise?
Had a leg up with different.
What's the news here? I mean. Yeah. Microsoft doesn't give a shit about this.
I know. It's all about Game Pass these days.
Listen, okay. Let's finish. Well, maybe we should look up Game Pass sales and see how many subscribers
they have.
Like
50 million subscribers.
I want to know. Have you ever seen The Rain? Okay. 30 million, 32 million for PS5. About 18.5 million for the Xbox Series consoles. And apparently the Series S is doing trash. It's not doing as well as it
should do trash.
And then apparently we're at 100. It did do well at first because it was cheaper and it was a Game Pass machine.
I don't think people really realized what it was.
Anyways, they've overproduced the Series S. It's available everywhere. Nobody really wants it. And they can have the disc-based, more expensive console.
That's why Sony's coming out with the attachment for discs.
Honestly, I think the Series S would sell well with a disc drive. Probably, like if they added a disc drive to the Series S, Yeah. I think it would sell much better. I would buy it. If it had a disc drive, I would buy one.
You get rid of the incentive for backwards compatibility the second you don't have a disc drive.
Even if they just did an add-on disc drive for the Series S at this point,
I'd be more enticed to buy it. Same idea as what Sony's doing.
Yeah, that's why, literally, that is why Sony's doing the disc drive. They probably have too many discless, just digital editions that they are struggling to sell.
Yeah,
and everyone comes in and they're like, where's the version with a disc? I want to buy the disc version.
Hey, GameStop, where's the beef?
Basically, dude, no, that's literally the only reason it took me so long to buy a damn PS5, okay? Yeah. If they had more disc versions instead of the stupid digital version, I would have gotten it like maybe a year sooner.
Andrew wanted some personal favors from Jim Ryan to get the PS5. Anyways, besides that weirdness that Andrew's got going on, no, I'm just kidding.
Goodness, Chris. Goodness.
32 million sales for the PS5. Actually, that's slower than the PS4. So, okay, the question stop. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask the question.
Right,
do you think the PS5? Do you think the PS5 will outsell the PS4?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
PS5 outsells the PS4.
I think a big problem right now is the games have been cross-platform. You haven't had major games overall that you can't get on the PS4, and they made the PS4 Pro, which is still a very, like, good, solid console for what it is.
That's why I don't think it will outsell the PS4, because the PS4 has outlived it. Like, it's still relevant.
I think it's going to sell around 90 million.
I don't think it crosses 100. Well, I don't think it will.
I think it'll sell really good. I think that there's a large future on the PS5 still. And
dude, is that legit? Verizon was selling them for $150.
I told you they're just trying to give them away.
I'm about to buy one.
I mean, I bet they're kind of a pain in the ass to develop for, but they do handle the new games. I mean, fortunately, depending on how you look at it, none of the games that have come out are that, you know, taxing
for
on the
Xbox
system.
Xbox Series S, we're speaking. That wasn't clarified to anyone just listening. So,
yeah.
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 But going back to the PS5, there's a lot of people who, I think it's been stunted by the lack of a disc drive for, like, disc drive consoles being available. And there's a lot of people who have the PS4 who are going to want to upgrade and have backwards compatibility still. I don't doubt that for a second. And you're forgetting that the PS4 really hit the ground running at the time, because Xbox shot themselves in the foot hard that generation. They made it where everyone was ready to basically burn them at the stake.
It's only $150 for people who currently have a Verizon account and apply a specific coupon code that you have to access using a specific link. So yes, you can get them for $150 today, but that's marketing hype, and most people can't.
That is Xbox Series S to everyone who's listening and not watching, who did not see the comment.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yes.
Anyways, today, if you are a Verizon customer and you follow the right link with the right coupon code, you can get an Xbox Series S for $150. Right now, live on this podcast. That is accurate.
It's absolutely worth it.
If I had a Verizon account, I would probably get one. Because worst case, I'd resell it for $200, make $50 on it.
It's just a Game Pass machine, and it's a low-powered one at that. Personal opinion.
My Xbox One is a Game Pass machine, and it's a low-powered one at that.
Yes, and I'm just saying that the Xbox Series S is an expensive Game Pass machine that I think is low quality, that's going to have to be upgraded much sooner than most anticipate.
Yeah, well, there
Phil Spencer
is
going to roll out the external GPU for it.
I mean, no, they're probably just going to make that a streaming console, not anything else.
I mean, they're already working on one, but they couldn't make it cheap enough, so they might just convert that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. They'll probably add an attachment to it and just convert it to a streamer.
Well, it'll probably play all the games that it can play, and then it'll stream the games it can't.
or it'll just stream them all, because if it has the capability, why wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm sure it will stream all of them if you want it to, but for games that it can download and play, I ain't going to stream it. That is, no way I would stream a game.
I just want to point out, Chris, that it can actually play. When I first proposed that theory about where they're going with Game Pass, you were so adamantly against it. Being a possible, yeah, you were. You're like that. They're not going to do it.
Not going to do what?
Of just making Game Pass a streaming service, like straight streaming.
Oh no, it won't be. It still won't be. Like, you're wrong. You're just flat out wrong. Game Pass will never be in my lifetime, I don't think game streaming will ever be good enough to convince the multitude of gamers.
Bold statement, man.
Yeah,
people don't die anymore.
You literally were just talking about how the Series S will probably end up being a streaming console, and now you're saying it will never be a streaming console.
No, here's the thing. The bulk of I think the Series S could be a streaming machine. I just don't think the bulk of gamers will do that.
Okay, there's a difference between the bulk of gamers wanting to do that and the capability being there, mm-hmm. and then
in the bulk of even the United States, where we have fiber optic cables in some areas, it is not fast enough, nor is their hub close enough for reflexes to play video games accurately.
I'm just going to throw this out there.
I ain't playing Forza, a racing sim, on a freaking streaming service, and nobody else will either.
XCloud works great for me. And I play Forza.
Good luck playing.
I just want to point out,
racing,
Chris,
games and shooters that you on are a freaking streaming gamer. Service.
Chris, you are not the average gamer.
You're right. I'm better than the average gamer.
And social engineering from a market, like a company standpoint, has been well researched. They will buy. They'll just make it where by default, it is a streaming service. You will never check a box that says you want to stream it. You will have to check a box saying you don't want to stream it.
Yep.
The vast majority of people, it's like, I forget what the stat is. No. It's upwards of it's well above 50% of people will never uncheck a box. They'll just go with whatever the default thing is. And if that's streaming the game, and it doesn't have a noticeable defect to it, they'll maintain streaming the game. So it's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, Andrew. I disagree with you.
Well, what do you agree or disagree?
I totally agree with you. That's absolutely what's going to happen. It's the same argument we had, 15 years ago about Netflix. People were saying, we're never going to stream movies. I'm glad that it's being blocked out. What the hell, man? That's how Chris tries to end every argument. He gets proven wrong, and then he has to, throw an infant tantrum.
Okay, let's see. There's this comment from Mike Little. He says, Google Fiber couldn't keep Stadia stable. Well, guess what? Here's the problem. Google can't roll out a good product to save their lives. So there we go. I don't need a better rebuttal. Chris, you're forgetting that you're trying to have a background that wants to block it all out. You need to share screen if you're going to do that. All right.
Anyways, nope. Because we all know that cloud services are garbage. And since Mike Little has proven to us that AI is on his side, guess what? Frickin' you're wrong, bro.
I mean, Google.
No. Just hear me out. Terrible. Nobody wants streaming gaming. Nobody.
I disagree. I don't.
Nobody good at gaming. Nobody good at gaming wants it.
Okay, who's good at gaming? What percentage of the population is good at gaming? Please tell me, Chris.
The 30 million that bought a PS5.
serious question. What does it mean to be good at gaming?
Yeah, that's a weird gatekeeping with very vague terms there.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this. I've had PS Plus Premium since the whole subscription changed, and I still haven't played any older games that can only be played by streaming.
So? I don't...
Hey, that's two out of the four viewers currently watching this podcast.
50% of the country. There.
That is a good representation of gamers.
Guess what? He still pays for the freaking service that allows him to stream.
You're not wrong about that. Load times at all, so you don't have to download the games. That's going to be the selling point. It's an instant start.
I'm gonna say it right now. If Xbox ever goes to full blown streaming only, I'm canceling Xbox. I'm done.
Do you use Spotify, Chris?
I don't think they'll do it only at first, but I mean they already have it and it's pretty good. My point is like
it's you'll not have very good.
I can.
Chris,
I have tried it many times. It's never worked.
Hey, Chris, do you use Spotify?
No.
Will, do you use Spotify?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you even think about the fact that you don't own the songs on Spotify?
Yes.
Or do you just play the songs?
Let me rephrase it. I use Spotify for one thing and one thing only. Some podcasts that are not on YouTube. That's it.
I mean, okay, fine. You use YouTube. Are you aware that you don't own any of the stuff on YouTube?
Yeah, but none of the content on YouTube is for sale anyways.
Yeah.
And it's video. I'm not trying to interact with a damn video. I'm not like I'm not friends with the creators that are playing the videos that I'm watching.
Like
I'm not gonna be like, hey Joe, why don't you do this instead of that? Like I'm not. I know what I'm watching. It's not a game where I'm trying to like shoot some dude in Call of Duty, and all of a sudden my damn internet kicks out and I can't do it.
Not now, but I mean like they're trying to make every game a service. So imagine, like, again, Andrew always brings up this point. If everything is Game Pass, then you own nothing. Everything will be streamed. And, it'll be just like Netflix. They haven't, you know, kept
this Will, the secret more you talk about Xbox, the more your camera is turning you green.
Green with rage.
Seriously, though, Chris, it's not.
You won't like me when I'm streaming.
That's my point. The point I try to make is it's not up to you.
Then I just won't buy any more Xbox. I'm done.
Decides that the game is only available on Game Pass, so many people will still just play it because they already have Game Pass.
Then I'll be like, cool story, bro. I'm out.
Yeah. I'm not saying that you're their market.
Like, I don't know. I will say this.
The thing is, Chris, we're getting old, man. They don't care about you anymore.
Chris, you're quickly going to just be the old man yells at Cloud, okay? Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Damn, really, Cloud!
Yelling at Game Pass Cloud out there. And that's what it's going to be. You're memed. You're already memed.
He said he got grandfathered in. He's got until 2028. Holy cow. That's insane.
Nice.
That's awesome, dude. Like, good for you. That's a lot of time to have free subscription service.
Yeah.
I would be curious how many cards you bought before you got grandfathered in that long. That's probably a lot. I spent $1,000 on PS Now. Hey, I don't know how much that costs, but I bet it's close to that. That's a lot of PS Now.
That was a lot, yeah.
Let's say some of those people with Game Pass bought like 3 years of gold.
I just don't think Xbox is going to sell well as a console. Personal opinion.
No.
Because
if they do what you're saying. With
Phil Spencer.
No, they're not going to sell well because they've already basically made it where they have no exclusives and you're incentivized to just buy whatever other console or system has the exclusives you want and then buy Game Pass.
Yes.
I'll be honest. Like, I have not seen a new game in a long time that I've been like, yeah, I'm going to go buy that day one. The 2023, game have you seen that you're like, I'm going to buy this day one? Unless it was a remake or an old game.
Well, okay. I made a resolution not to pre-order games.
Okay, so fair enough.
That was the only reason I didn't. And Hogwarts Legacy. Bought it basically a week after because that's... And my book with my resolution not to buy games, pre-order... That's basically a day one purchase to me. So
I have a list on Amazon of things that I want this year, and like 99% of them are books. That's where I'm at right now.
I mean, I'm kind of there with you a little bit on more books, but that's different.
I want my brain to get better, not worse. I don't want any of these stupid FPS.
Are you becoming anti-video games?
Chris? I'm slowly becoming anti-service games. Like, I'd rather buy old stuff that doesn't have all these damn services attached to them.
Yeah. Maybe we should move into Fable 4.
Yep.
And we can circle back to services later because that's...
Oh, yeah, console sales. So the Switch has surpassed 122.5 million console sales. That's crazy.
That's last gen. Okay.
Okay, that but it's still count. Be no, no, no. It doesn't matter. It's still being sold, and it has the potential to outsell the PS2, the best selling console of all time.
Yeah, it should, because it's a home console and a handheld. It's two consoles in one. You should have to divide that number by two in order to.
Not how that works.
In my opinion, for the Switch,
your opinion doesn't matter.
I don't care. In my opinion, if it doesn't outsell the PS2. It failed because it's literally...
No, it's yes. What? No, it's... You're yes. insane. With this opinion is the most insane no, thing I've heard not. All day.
No, it should outsell...
I don't think it failed if it doesn't outsell.
Yeah, come on, Andrew. You have a problem.
Yeah, I actually am willing to say that it technically failed its true potential because it is a handheld and a home console. It literally has the full gamer marketplace. Of all
there's also way more gamers now, so
that too.
How it doesn't.
So here's the thing: the only way you could say that is if you were to like take every generation of Nintendo and add the handheld and the console together for every generation. The only generation where that would be a problem is the DS and the Wii, where together they sold like 250 plus million in that generation.
I just want to point out that handhelds sell pretty successfully for Nintendo, and if you negate the double purchases there, I mean, I just feel like it has to outsell the PS2. I don't know why. I just feel like it has
to. People bought two PlayStation 2s for a single
house. A lot, because it was the cheapest DVD player available at the time, and I think the PS2 was pretty robust. It didn't fail that often.
Okay, I just want to point out, though, that PS2 has a very similar concept of like versatility and usability for a household with the DVD player aspect, right? That the Switch now has because it's the handheld and the home console for people who like Nintendo. So it just has the widest market you could ever hope for. It does.
The Switch does not have any streaming services on it. Like, it's failing in the media streaming category.
Who cares? It's literally...
A lot of kids care because they want to watch Netflix on their little tablet.
Kids already have a tablet.
Yeah, those kids already have a tablet.
Negating that, if you had the Switch with like Netflix and Amazon Prime...
It'd be more successful.
It would be way more... Like, it got neutered from the get-go for not having those services on it.
But what I'm saying is people bought the Wii...
Yeah, but the Wii had Netflix. 3DS.
I don't care.
The Wii at least had streaming on it.
Yeah, but it's like you should outsell the Wii. Yeah, I'm saying you should outsell the Wii. If it outsells
the Wii, just outsold the Game Boy. I guess the Game Boy had like 118 million sales, so it just barely outsold the Game Boy just now.
And that's what
although I'm the saying. Game Boy, when you consider Game Boy sales, it's like OG Game Boy, Game Boy Pocket, Game Boy Light. Game Boy Color. It's like four different Game Boys are the Game Boy sales.
I'm just saying that it should outsell everything they've ever made, and it should be challenging the PS2 just because of its extreme, like, it's just such a wide market that it appeals to.
Ask me how many years the PS2 was on the market.
Oh, shush. That's a long time, actually.
I think it was like 2013. I think The Last of Us came out before the PS2 stopped selling.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Switch is going to be on the market for quite a while still.
I would imagine if they release a upgraded or pro Switch, the original Switch will still be on the market for many years. Like, at least two or three.
It will, yeah.
Because it'll be, and then it'll probably drop to like 200 or less. Well, does Nintendo do that? Yeah, they did it with the DS. And the Game Boy SP.
You won't be able to buy the OG Switch, I bet.
No, the OG Switch. It'd be the OLED.
I don't know if you'll even be able to buy the OLED. They'll make it where it's just the portable Switch. I think
the mini. You think the Lite? Switch Lite will be the one?
Yeah. They'll make a new model that's basically just a OLED Switch Lite.
Well, here's the next question. If they don't upgrade the Switch across the board, will it still be in the Switch family and count towards Switch sales, or will it be the next Switch and it'll have to be its own sales figures? Because the Game Boy got like four revisions that all counted towards Game Boy sales.
I don't think that they're going. I think they'll make a whole new series, but that's a different thing.
With will stay on the market because of physical games? I think you need to rephrase whatever you're saying here, because I'm confused. Because I'm the one that was talking about physical games. Will didn't say
Mike
that.
Little's with you, Chris.
I think he's with me. He's with Chris, not Will.
No, he's obviously with me.
So I guess here's the thing. Like, the faster we go to digital only, the faster I'm out of this market. Like, I just don't care enough to keep buying. If it's a service, I'm done. Like, I'm just not paying for it anymore.
I just don't.
If everything is services, I'm just going to stick to older physical copies. I just don't care anymore.
I feel like this is because of your preference towards consoles so much. If you were...
Oh, the Switch will stay on the market because of physical games. He meant to say Switch, not with.
If you were more of a PC gamer, I don't think you'd give a crap.
Well, I mean, I'd rather... Let me rephrase that one more time then. If I'm going to be buying only digital stuff, I'll do it on my PC because it has the most versatility. I ain't buying it on a console if it has no versatility.
But I mean,
and especially with Nintendo, like, digital games do not go up to the next, like, they've proven it time and time again. You own something digital on Nintendo consoles, it is not coming with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's why a PC Master Race, bro.
The only reason
it doesn't even work on the console you buy it for.
What game was that again that you had the issue with?
South Park.
you need to come over and we'll figure that out. I could fix
it. I'll be over there soon, right? Is that this weekend?
It is, but it's not at my house.
No, okay, never mind.
I mean, you're welcome to stop by for a little bit after the fact.
You should fix it wherever we're going. I forgot to look at the invitation, so
Little Brown Jug and maybe, bro.
Oh yeah, Little Brown Jug. I think that was where I had reception or the
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Wedding, whatever that looks called.
You know where to go. You know where to go.
Yeah.
All right. And y'all on the stream better not show up.
They don't know where it is. Don't worry.
Anyways, all right. Actually, when you try to look that up online, there's like a billion of them out there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I didn't realize that when I tried to like book the place. I like ended up calling some place in Louisiana. They're like, you want to do what, when? It was really funny. Anyways, long story short.
I'm just saying the Switch has a wide market. It should be one of the highest sellers ever. And if you were more into PC gaming, you wouldn't care as much about going digital. Just saying.
I would though.
That market has been taken already. If you review the PC market and how games have gone digital with Steam, then you should realize that it's inevitable for home consoles.
The Steam market has been the safest of all the markets because there is no generational jump where you lose your access to games. Like, just hands down, that is why Steam has had so much faithful.
I still really miss the big box PC games, though, and the fact like my PC, my gaming PC right now doesn't have a disk drive.
Did you actually get one?
No, I was talking about my laptop.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say my gaming PC has a disk drive.
Dude, I threw away some old computer games because A, I don't play them anymore, and B, I don't have a disk drive.
Y'all don't remember this.
It bothers me.
The glory that is this.
Sims.
Yeah, that's what's up. No, I definitely miss big box PC games, but I don't miss the amount of space they took up.
The glory is this.
Zoo Tycoon. You that's guys are just glitching, please.
I know.
Age of Empires for the watchers non-watchers. All
right. Non-watchers
for the listener.
For the people in the Book of Enoch, the watchers.
So, Lord of the Rings. Okay, what about Fable 4, Chris?
Yeah, let's skip this.
What's the news that you've been tempting Will with this entire time?
And I know that you're supposed to some kind of leak that you're supposed to like, make him happy.
Okay, all right, let's blow your mind.
I'm ready for Will to be either happy or sad.
Fable 4. Yes. So I just read this today. I didn't even know this was a thing. But apparently Fable 4 back in like 2019 leaked when Mixer was still a thing. Remember Mixer? Mixer was still a thing. And it was because in the drop-down menu for games you were streaming, they had Fable 4 in the drop-down before it was even announced. And that was before E3 2019. So I was like, oh, Fable's coming to E3 2019. Yep. I think you were part of that hype train. But what what I didn't know, though, at the time was apparently there was like a leaked script of the game that was supposedly going to come out where apparently somebody wished in the Spire, right? The Spire that the world would be destroyed and a meteor comes down to Earth and they end up on a different world somehow. And then they have to go back in time to save Albion.
You're butchering this. It's basically just a way of acknowledging the games that came before, but resetting it all completely.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds weird when you like bring in a meteor, but it literally was just a device, so it could be like, okay, it's the old kingdom, but they can do something new with it.
Well, yeah, because they destroy the current world and go back in time.
Yeah, that way you can still have all the same characters and like have them somehow be there, but
because we all want Chesty back. We all want Chesty.
Oh, I want Chesty back. I also want Jack of Blades back.
Which version of Jack of Blades do you want, though? That's the real question. Because doesn't he get kind of weird in the remake?
What are you talking about?
Am I thinking of a different
portion of this? That's the real question. Because Will's already aware of all of it.
Oh, they just said there's a good chance that we'll find out the release date soon.
Let me read this.
What it said. All right, this is everything we know so far, and you can tell me if there's anything you don't know.
Of a potential announcement, how does that make you feel?
I'm not happy.
He's happier than when he found out the Intellivision Amico is coming out. All right, it might be over a decade since the last installment. Fable 4 is in development. Fable series are down for rich storyline. Blah 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 blah. All right, let's see. Your plans were revealed in 2020. We know that. It was it's unlikely to be one of their top games of 2023. Who cares? Don't care about that. Below here. All right, so here. Stop me when it's something you don't know. We saw the teaser trailer. All good. Use the same engine as Forza Motorsport. Yep, we know that. It's going to be a role-playing game. Did you know that at one point it's supposed to be an MMO?
No, this is a rumor. But you should go up and to the Forza engine. What's cool about this is that Forza, before this game was announced, partnered with Rare to incorporate the sea physics from their Sea of Thieves game. So that could be in Fable, which is really cool. I really love how the
ocean the ocean in Sea of Thieves is nice.
Yeah, it's very
cool. What if they just put the Fable in the Sea of Thieves engine?
I mean, that's unreal. So that would be an amazing idea for them because it'd be very easy to make.
Yeah, exactly. That is the thing that has always surprised me. I think we discussed this a while back. Was that Rare is not the one developing Fable 4.
Yeah.
Because that's probably surprising. The most similar studio to Lionhead, other than them not being
British. I mean, 4 is that much must have just had a better pitch.
Well, I take that back. Rare originally was British, but it became an American company at some point.
No, they're definitely still British, man. That's still in England.
Are they still British?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're down the street from Playground. Phil Spencer visited them this week.
I take it back then. I don't know what I was thinking. No, I'm thinking of Retro Studios. Retro Studios is American.
What do they make besides Forza, though?
So it's not Forza Motorsport. It's Playground Games makes Forza Horizon, the open world one.
Yeah.
Which is funny because they just say Forza Motorsport.
I mean, they make good... pretty dang popular open world game, and it's always pretty.
How did they even invent their Forza Horizon engine? Like, did they just make that up out of scratch and then start building for Horizon?
I think that they took the Forza engine from Forza Motorsport. It's a different studio, but I think they made it and they turned it into their own thing.
Okay,
that makes sense.
I mean, they've made a lot of overhauls to it because.
Hey, Will, I'm going to blow your mind. Fable 4 is going to be a role playing game.
Yeah, well, if it ended up actually being an MMO, I would be so freaking pissed.
I wouldn't play that. Screw that.
Like, no, I would.
Legends, just release Legends at that point.
I think they should release Legends, but yeah.
Doesn't I mean, Legends. Like I think movie. Legends could be a good game in modern times right now.
Oh yeah, it would be perfect for Game Pass.
Right. It's a Game Pass
game. I would never pay for that thing, but it would be perfect for Game Pass.
It all comes back to Game Pass, Will.
Yes, all right, let's see here. So it says, fans will be pleased to hear that Next Fable 4 will follow the cues set out by the previous games in the main series. Is there really a side series? I guess maybe you could count The Journey.
The Journey, yeah.
I guess that's kind of a non-main story. All right, let's see here. Will there ever be a Fable 4 PS5 release? No. No way. Are you kidding me? That would defeat the whole purpose of them doing this.
It'll be on probably. PC, yeah.
Let's see here. An even earlier Fable 4 leak back in 2019 seemingly revealed that a massive chunk of the gameplay and core themes may have changed, including that the game is likely set across multiple planets and could even involve time travel. Apparently, it's been destroyed by an asteroid. Okay, I was wrong about the meteor. It's an asteroid, Will. Sorry. Got wished into existence by a mad king who took control of the tattered spire, the Will Fuel. Oh, Will Fuel is fueled by you, Will. From Fable 2, granted the person to control it one wish once it was built, and now it's down to you to use it to time travel to save it, we think. So it's a rumor, bro.
It's a rumor, bro. So Phil Spencer just gave an interview with Xbox on, I think, Monday.
I guess there's not going to be any guns in Fable 4, though. That's a thing.
That's fine. But he briefly touched on Fable 4, and he basically was like, he has his opinions on how the game should be, and apparently he helped launch the original one. That was one of his first games he ever worked with Xbox. And he basically, he strongly indicated, he was about to say more, and he stops himself, which is really freaking frustrating, that he wants the game to feel like the original Fable.
So he's just holding on to it for as long as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's not going to be happy with it, so it's never going to get released. Confirmed. Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I just hope that this is a game that he actually gives a shit about, and he's spending a lot more time on it because of that.
Or he's a perfectionist on it because he cares too much and he'll never release it.
Can I tell you guys my theory about video game TV shows? Can I tell you guys my theory about video game TV shows? So,
sure.
I don't feel like fans of a video game series ever ask for a TV show unless the series is dead or doing poorly.
I disagree.
Okay, I mean, you're free to disagree. But I think Last of Us is like a dead franchise right now. So, of course, the TV show's out now.
Well, it's okay.
Halo, dead franchise. Halo TV show's out.
No, okay. Fans aren't asking for it, though. It's the producers trying to grab some extra money. How do you define a dead
franchise, Chris?
Halo is basically dead right now.
Chris, it's
dead and basically dead. Not the same thing.
They're just trying to grab
money. Last of Us Part 2, there's no recovery from Last of Us Part 2. You cannot. That's why they keep re-releasing Last of Us Part 1 over and over and over again. Because there's no recovering from Last of Us Part 2.
Forget the fact that that happened before that game came out.
Yeah. Okay. Chris, that's not the reason the shows come out. The reason the shows come out is the producers are done thinking about the games. They're thinking, how can they just make more money off of the same content? That's the reason. No fans.
Well, yeah, because you can't make more money off new games because the series is either dead or sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, if you made a bad company, you're clamoring for a bad company TV show because there's no chance of a new bad company game.
Well, one, anytime no, soon. I'm calling for a bad company TV show because I think it'd be freaking hilarious and fantastic.
It would be, but guess what? There's no game coming anytime soon.
You know what though? That could you know maybe jumpstart a third game. It could.
Yeah.
The hype around that.
Sure. It's gonna take you $1 million.
Dude, the hype for a bad company TV show could easily generate enough interest in a bad company 3 video game. That's the type of game that it could revive the franchise quite easily.
Amazon will just buy EA and then you'll get your bad company TV show and a new bad company game.
I don't really want Amazon to buy it, but yeah.
Dude, that would be tied up with the EU forever. EU would be like, no! There's no way.
I've mentioned it before, but there's definitely an opportunity for TV shows that would dramatically improve video games, I think. And I don't believe many fans have recognized the opportunity. It would be side stories, like exploring the side stories and lore that you read about in the games. So for say Dragon Age or Oblivion, like, or Elder Scrolls or one of the, or Fable, if you know how they add all these little side stories.
Dude, Fable would easily make a good TV show.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, think of all the side content that you find in, like, books that you pick up, or letters, or scrolls, or whatever. All name your plot device that they do to add color to the environment and the area you're exploring. Think of all of that stuff. Even the little side quests that you didn't think were important but came with, like, a really cool backstory. If Netflix or Amazon or whatever partnered with a game studio to build out that lore into like a visual experience that you could watch, and you discover it in games and stuff, and then you're like, oh, this is actually a legit TV series about that story. I think that would be very successful.
Well, do you think they're gonna do that with the Fallout TV show that they're making?
I don't know if that's what they're doing, but if they did it that way, that would be good. Like, that's the thing. Everyone's upset because TV shows where they try to tell you the main story fail because there's too much expectation and there's too high of a standard on the main quest that everyone was so invested in. But no one's invested in the side content, right? No one's beyond the concept of, that was a really interesting little story. I wonder what happened. And doing a whole TV show on that type of content goes a long way.
So let me ask you this, Andrew, because I've been saying this for a long time and I don't understand why it's not a thing. Netflix should have bought Telltale Games and literally just released the Telltale games on their streaming service, because that's the type of game I can see streaming. A choose your own adventure style game could easily stream.
I don't think they wanted to spend that much money, though. Telltale would be
expensive. Telltale is bankrupt. They could have got it for pennies on the dollar.
Just saying. I don't. Was Netflix into gaming at that time?
They had a Telltale game on their service at that time, actually. Okay. I don't know if you remember this, but Minecraft Story Mode launched on Netflix and Xbox at the same time.
I had no idea. I still don't even know how to access the Netflix games.
It's in the app.
You download the App Store games, and then you log in with your Netflix account, and you get it for free. That's it. That's the thing.
Okay.
It's like having an Xbox Live subscription and downloading an Xbox game on the App Store. There are a few, not many.
I don't think Netflix should get credit for being smart necessarily with how they're doing the gaming content. Because they're obviously missing certain things. Like the simple fact, okay, I'm just going to throw it out there because I sound like a broken record. The simple fact that no one has bought the rights to a Bad Company TV show yet shows that everyone is
freaking stuck on that.
I am. Name a more
entertaining Netflix should buy the rights game to the Krill Cast and have that be their main podcast on Netflix.
Okay, seriously.
I will shill for Netflix every single day
if they buy our podcast.
I'm just kidding. I won't.
Chris, seriously, name a shooter that would be more like. Okay, all the freaking Tom Clancy's are getting purchased. Name a shooter game that is more entertaining than Bad Company.
I have my opinions on this, but...
Call of Duty Zombies. I love the weird, stupid storyline they came up with Call of Duty Zombies, and I could easily make a TV show out of that one guy going, "Vodka! Get me more vodka!"
Okay, that would be hilarious, too. But, okay, Will, what do you think?
I love that stupid storyline.
Is there a better shooter that's unique?
Like an actual like military shooter? No.
Yeah. I
mean, shout out to Demi. Obviously Crow.
Wanted them to Splatoon. Do a better job with Halo, but they did a terrible
Titanfall
job.
Would be good too.
Oh, Splatoon. Titanfall.
Ooh. Splatoon could be a good show. It'd be a kids show, but it'd be a good show.
No. Yeah, it would be a kids show that would probably be.
I want SpongeBob. You could probably
make a Splatoon like Pokemon game. Not game, but TV series. Where it's like a tournament thing.
Actually, Mass Effect. I would love the Mass Effect TV show because you could easily cover any of the random storylines in Mass Effect.
Dragon Age. Dragon Age would
be good, but that's not a shooter. Mass Effect is a shooter.
Well,
I think RPGs are hard just because the main point of RPG is making your own character. So I think it's hard to translate that.
That's why you have to
do the side. Yeah, you pick one of the side characters.
The side character that they're not invested in changing or anything. You do their backgrounds. You do any side quests. Not side quests, but like the background lore that I was describing. Mm-hmm.
They could do a series on Mass Effect, the Shadow Broker, the guy that's pulling the strings behind the scenes for like two straight games.
Okay, since we brought up the streamers, though, it's like just last weekend, Apple TV finally launched their sports streaming for MLS. On the phone, on Apple devices, it's good. It sucks on non-Apple devices.
So you tried doing it from like a
Google tried watching thing, it on my too. TV, and it was freaking garbage. But
you need to get yourself an Apple TV, Andrew. That'll fix everything.
Here's
the thing: if you want a TV that people can come to your house and operate with no previous knowledge, like the Apple TV is it. It's super easy to use.
Well, also it comes with, you can really do a lot with the Apple Arcade on that.
A Metroid TV show would be pretty cool, actually, as long as they didn't screw it up. Because I don't trust anybody to do Samus Aran very well after how bad Other M's storyline was. Other M was like pretty bad from a writing standpoint. And it's the most cinematic of all the Metroid games.
But right now with with Apple's sports, I guess is the best way to label that. It's fractured even more the already glutton of streaming services. Which one do you guys think is going to die first, honestly? Because I don't see Netflix dying, because I think that they're going down a creative route, especially if they focus on games and gaming. Like if they try to take stories from games to turn into TV shows, because if you read any of their like descriptions of what they're trying to do, even from their gaming standpoint, they're trying to create creative stories that they can also translate into shows. So
probably Hulu if it wasn't owned by Disney.
Well, I think Hulu will die, because I think they're going to consolidate. Hulu is
gonna die.
Yeah, I'm saying like Hulu, like Hulu as a service will probably die, but the content of Hulu will just be absorbed by some Disney subscription.
See, I think they get rid of ESPN because they've allowed MLS to be taken.
I think Disney Plus will just be like their full-blown platform with everything in it.
Yeah, I don't think they're willing to let ESPN bid what the current asking price is for live sports. So I could see that as a streaming service going away. And
I think you'll end up with Disney. I think you'll end up with three Disney products. It'll be Disney Sports, Disney, Disney Content, whatever they have now, the Disney Plus. And then you'll have like Disney TV, and it'll be like one big Disney service. And eventually it'll just be all Disney Plus, and you'll get like some sports casting built in.
With Disney Plus, it's hard, right? Because I don't think anyone can remove them. They have, since they have Pixar and Disney content from forever, that's just too big of a moat to remove.
Do my eyes look unnatural?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're making them really wide, Chris.
And blue.
Yeah, I think it's contrasting with your extremely orange beanie hat. Okay.
No, I've got that blue reflections in my glasses. Like when I have my eyes right on the light correctly, it's seeing the blue reflection. It makes me look like an android.
Or a White Walker. Oh my gosh, Chris. I feel bad for anyone watching. All right. It's just weird. I feel like right now they're all trying to compete for live content, which
is part of the problem. Peacock or NBC or one of those other programs will die first.
But they have the problem with Peacock.
Peacock will only survive because of The Office. Like if it did not have The Office, it doesn't matter.
People
might subscribe for people might subscribe for sports, but they stay around for The Office.
No,
I get it for free.
They literally have
the DVDs, right? Or don't through Verizon.
Okay. No. They'll stay alive just because of that. For the Premier League. They'll stay alive.
Bro, if I didn't have access to The Office somewhere, I probably would subscribe to Peacock for that only. That'd be it. That'd be the only reason.
They get a lot of new movies too, actually. It's actually a pretty good service.
HBO's going to stay around. That's
Oh, Paramount. Obvious. I think Paramount dies first just because I don't like the Halo show.
That's the only reason.
No, they have, but they don't. Paramount, isn't it Paramount who's doing Yellowstone and everything?
Yeah, but isn't that show over?
No.
Oh, okay. Then no.
And they're doing constant spinoffs of the thing. And they have South Park, don't they?
I saw their Harrison Ford.
They have some of South Park. It's like a different deal.
I don't think they have
like specials or something in movies.
Is Stars still a thing? Because I can't think of a new show on Stars.
Mm-hmm. I think Stars had the Twilight Twin Peaks that I watched.
Showtime, I think, dies. What does Showtime have?
Oh no, Showtime had Twin Peaks. They also have the Dune show, I think.
No, that's HBO.
HBO's Dune, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said
Showtime, since they lost Shameless, what does Showtime really have?
I've never had a Showtime subscription. I have no idea.
I think they did Twin Peaks then.
I think the only thing I can think of that was good on Showtime is Shameless. So I could see Showtime maybe losing out. Maybe it's hard. There's such a big list. Stars used to come out with some decent content, but I just
Stars hasn't been good in years.
Amazon Prime's going nowhere just because it's part of Amazon Prime.
There's also Discovery Plus.
Problem is they have decent
Discovery Plus has really good content, and they just merged with HBO.
Did they merge with HBO?
Yeah, Discovery is who HBO merged with. Now, HBO is still a separate service for the time being.
They'll merge that content.
But that's going to get merged. Yeah. Discovery owns HBO, though. Dude, I don't see any series other than Billions that is still making content for Showtime.
Really?
Yeah, there's a show called Billions.
I didn't realize that Billions was on there. That's considered popular, I guess.
Some of the most recent stuff they've got. Yeah, Shameless.
But HBO, on the other
whatever hand, Homeland has... is, Homeland is theirs.
I was never impressed by it.
Dexter.
But HBO currently has, like, what, 3 or 4 shows that are actively popular at a time?
Showtime still owns Weeds, although Weeds was on Netflix on and off for a while.
Showtime's kind of bland. They're coming out with a new Dexter, I heard, though.
Yeah, that's already out, I think. Oh. It's really bad.
Is it bad?
I've heard it's really bad.
See, the fact that they relaunched Dexter is a sign that they're struggling. I think that I would
put there was always the opportunity to relaunch Dexter because, like, you don't know where he actually went.
Okay, but here's the thing. The second you go to relaunch, something that you kind of left to die a little bit is a sign that you don't have anything new and compelling to replace it with.
Oh, there's a show called Yellow Jackets. That's a new one. Let's see.
I've never heard
of. I don't know what George and Tammy is, but it looks like it's got Henry Cavill. No, it's not Henry Cavill. It's some guy that looks like him, though.
See, I just don't see Amazon going anywhere.
American Gigolo?
I don't see Apple TV going anywhere. By the way, their content is not terrible.
Apple TV is doing pretty well. There's some show called I Love That For You. I guess it's an SNL thing.
They just did
a Cosby documentary.
I don't know about YouTube Premium. Honestly,
YouTube Premium needs to die yesterday. Like,
well, the problem for YouTube Premium isn't that just the fact that you can get rid of ads.
Yeah, I mean, it gets rid of ads entirely.
So I don't know if I really count it as the same service. They'll just always offer.
Wait, do you mean you have Cinema or Cinemax? Because there's
Cinema is Cinemax. I think they're the. I don't know.
It has to be. It's got to be the same thing.
Yeah. Are the
what is Ray Donovan? Is Ray Donovan again?
There's what? Well,
Crunchyroll.
Oh, there's Crackle.
The Crackle will never die. It's free.
It's free. No one cares. Also, if you've never watched it, Snatch on Crackle is hilarious.
All of the Dead Rising movies at one point in time were available on Crackle. Almost all of them. Hey, it's SA. PlayStation number one. Xbox bad.
Yeah.
He always comes in to tell you that, Will, every time. He just has to make sure you know that.
I just have to be honest, though. I'm so happy that Tubi is not a thing anymore. I'm so happy that died.
Was that before. was that the 10 minute things, or am I thinking of the quick?
Yeah, that was like the 10 minute thing.
No, Tubi's still around. You're thinking of like Quibble or something.
Or Quibble, whatever. I'm so happy that
it started with a Q.
Which one's Tubi? Isn't that
Tubi? No, Tubi just pissed off everybody with their Super Bowl commercial. Tubi's still around. Oh.
There's too many streaming services.
Was it
Quibble? It's not that they even have good content. See, we can't even come up with the full list. I think it's easier to say which ones do you think will never die. Amazon Prime, just because Pride. Mm-hmm. And they have some decent content. And it's an incentive to keep people subscribed to Amazon Prime for delivery.
Quibi was the one that died.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like 10-minute content. It was the same idea as like.
Dude, they spent so much money on something that
never they were building like 10-minute. The whole idea of Quibi, that's the stupidest service ever.
Hey, guess what? Imagine being in the CNN Plus.
Well, I mean, CNN Plus made it like what, 3 months?
Not really. No.
Maybe I think it was not very long. Like it got struck down like immediately. Anyways,
it was never really launched, I don't think.
No, it did. There was like 3 months, and they had somewhere in the 50 to 100,000 range of people subscribed. It wasn't enough to sustain it.
The problem with Quibi was that it was meant for people who are waiting for something. Like, you're in line at the grocery store, or you're in line at you're waiting at the train station.
But see, I'd rather just talk to the people around me or not talk
to them. Well, they wouldn't want to talk to you. But that's a different
issue. You suck. Your life is worthless.
No, I understand what they were trying for. They were trying to basically TikTokify streaming. That's
exactly what I was going to say, but you wouldn't stop talking. you're 100%. This is the first time I'm agreeing with you like this whole podcast, Andrew, on anything. So just, you know, feel flattered on this. They literally like tried to be TikTok, but for like long form content.
Yeah.
They're like, let's have like 6 10-minute episodes. So basically like one 1-hour episode, but the content has a start and a finish at every 10 minutes, which is stupid. Oh, yeah. Storyfire. That's basically dead already. That was McJuggernuggets started that, who is like the king of drama that's not even there. And it was just a trash website. It was like if you mixed YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter into the same darn feed and you can't find the content you're trying to find.
It's better. It's
like Minds, but a really bad version of Minds.
Chris, I think it's just easier to say which services you don't think can die.
Netflix. Okay, I mean, I think Netflix
could die.
I think the only way Netflix dies is if somebody buys it,
or they completely screw up the game, or
if Amazon like decided they were gonna buy Netflix, then yeah, it'd probably die.
Can they even really afford Netflix? That's a legit.
Is it
question.
Worth that much money?
Yeah, it's still part of Fang, but nothing in Fang is cheap.
It's still part of Fang?
Yeah, the Fang stocks. It's a Fang stock. It's not easy to. They're not cheap.
I don't even know what that means.
Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google is Fang.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Now I understand. Never mind. When you say and Fang, Apple. I'm like, is that like in some kind too. Of?
Yeah, so you it's said like Facebook. F-A-A-N-G.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the ticker.
Well, tell me, who's not gonna die?
I don't think. I think Netflix will be the last one to die, but to the point, I think they'll die because they get bought and merged into something else. Disney, honestly, I think Disney Plus, I realize that this is going to be a kind of crazy take, but that might die.
I don't think it can.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think it can deteriorate. I don't think it can die entirely. Like, I could see some content coming off of it. Like, if theaters ever made a comeback to the point where Disney can make up their money, then boom. But Disney makes way more money selling it to you directly than they do ever selling it to a TV
program. I don't think it's profitable yet.
Oh, it's not.
Okay, here's the question, though.
Probably not, anyways.
If HBO is profitable, why can't Disney Plus be?
Disney Plus is profitable if they stop making content. Well, because they have a huge content library. So HBO is profitable because they have a huge content library. So like if they didn't, like Netflix had to establish itself, gather content, build a service, and now they're somewhat profitable. They are profitable, but like Netflix is only still profitable because of the library of content they have. Like, well, Disney would not be... Disney Plus would be unsustainable if it didn't have the background library of stuff that it has.
Yeah. I think the bigger problem for Disney is that their new movies are failing. Yeah. Like, legitimately failing.
You know, if they legitimately got, like, sued into the ground for something like Cuties, yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Yes, but... Okay, here...
Yes, but also no.
No, okay. I'm going to say yes, but no, because... Netflix legitimately heard the complaints. I'm not gonna lie. The
Reed CEO Hastings is like secretly based.
The CEO of Netflix is not actually into the nonsense. He's
no, he's not. He yeah, just wants to make content and money.
Yeah, and his whole thing was he was trying to. I think he's been trying to ignore a little bit of the TV show stuff while he focused on trying to get that gaming stuff done. I think that's a large portion.
I think he probably fired a few people over the Cuties situation.
Yeah. It's not like Disney where they just brought back,
the old CEO
who was already putting him on the same path that the new CEO just ramped up its pace.
If so, Netflix were in a bad state, then there'd be conversations about Reed Hastings being removed.
Yeah. With Netflix, they weathered the... screw over that Disney Plus did to them over the Marvel content
and basically resold it to everybody on Disney Plus and then killed off shows like what Iron Fist and
really good shows. I just want to point out that those were done well.
Daredevil. Didn't you like that one, Will?
Jessica Jones.
Good. Iron Fist wasn't that good.
They're rebooting Daredevil on Disney, but it means that they have to redo the whole show.
But okay. Those were good shows.
Yeah, they were. I mean, and Iron Fist was okay. I liked that one, though.
I didn't care as much about Iron Fist, but
I did like it.
With, like, the overall group was good. Yes. Like, the overall universe they were building was really good. And the problem is Disney has not released a Marvel TV show remotely comparable to what Netflix did.
I agree.
It's not even a fraction of the quality.
Does Netflix own Arrow?
No, that's CW, which I guess is that's not really a streaming service. That's just a TV channel.
Okay.
I
know that's where I watched
DC, it. They do good DC work. Actually, if Netflix wanted to buy someone, they should try to buy the CW channel.
I'm surprised Disney hasn't tried to buy DC out. Like, imagine if you had Marvel and DC on one service.
I mean, it would be...
Imagine the video games you could make if you had, like, you could have Batman against Captain America.
Honestly, DC has been, like, the biggest failure of... they've been the biggest failure as far as taking advantage of superhero movies. The biggest.
Yeah, I mean, their best... In my opinion, the best thing they've ever produced was... the Batman trilogy, the Dark Knight trilogy. Mm-hmm. They have not had a good series since that.
No, they haven't. And that's...
I mean, Watchmen, the Watchmen movie was good. I liked that one.
Yeah.
Some of the X-Men movies are decent.
So, I mean, okay, there's two...
Wait, is X-Men Marvel. Disney?
Marvel.
Man, why do I always associate X-Men with...
when they're making them, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why, because Fox...
Yeah, okay, you gotta realize that Disney hasn't really... made good content for Marvel. I feel like you can tell the second that Disney purchased everything.
Well, I mean, look at Star Wars. That like that's end of story. They screwed up Star Wars. They can't possibly do well with Marvel at this point either.
Yeah, Amazon will never die just because it's.
We gotta end this in the next 3 minutes. We're already at 10:20.
I know. That's what I was saying. You won't see Amazon go. You won't see Apple TV go just because it's tied to the bigger service. I don't think you can kill Disney.
Probably not.
Netflix either. HBO's going to live. I see Showtime dying. And Stars. Showtime and Stars.
Yeah, probably. What about you, Will? Anything you think's going to die?
I agree. I think
Crackle will never die.
That's because...
Crackle will outlive... Crackle's like the cockroach of the streaming industry. It will outlive nuclear war.
I just want to point out the fact that they made Snatch. I don't understand how they got Rupert Grint to do that. That's the bigger thing. Where the hell did the budget come for that.
They must have also, well, Crackle's owned by Sony.
That's true. That's true.
That's why it was like one of the first streaming apps on the PS3. I think it was literally made in response to Netflix being exclusive to Xbox Live at the beginning. It was like, here, you can have some of our B-roll content for free on Crackle with advertising. Like, that's the only way I can see Crackle having become a thing is because of Netflix. They created it on purpose.
Yeah, Sony Films doesn't really make much for TV shows, do they?
No, they just buy rights to stuff and throw it on Crackle.
Is that what it is?
Okay. It must be.
I'm honestly
Sony curious. Stopped selling video content altogether on their PlayStation Store 4 years ago, I think. Anyway, that's all I got. I'm done. Yeah. So obviously Bad Company TV show is always a good idea. And
real quick, did you see that the script for the Halo movie leaked?
Yeah, Hidden Xperia has been covering that for like almost a month on Twitter.
No.
Well, as long as it's been available, he's been covering it on Twitter.
I mean, he just made a video on it like this week.
Yeah, but he's been tweeting about it for weeks.
Oh, well, whatever. I mean, it's none of it's new, but
and really my favorite tweet to reply to his, okay, Hidden Xperia, you're a great guy, but I have to say this is the funniest comment that came out when you posted about the script. Somebody tweeted, this reads like the Potter fan fictions of 2010 when it comes to Halo content. I was, oh my god. Oh, well, I'm going to end it on that one. As always, yeah. I'm Chris.
And I'm Will.
And I'm Andrew.
And we will see you
on next Crowcast.
Bye, guys.
Apple TV Plus.
Chris.